When something bad happens to us, when we're hurting, our most common reaction is to look out at our circumstances through the lens of that pain. It's only natural. But that outlook, all too often, gives us a distorted perspective on what's really going on. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A good friend of mine, Graham, and I were recently at a conference, and as we're sitting there in the middle of a presentation, I managed to spill my glass of water all over the table. He leaned over and said, "Don't worry, this morning I dropped my mobile phone down the toilet." We both had a good chuckle at that. But it got me thinking, Graham is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He's given his life to serving God all around the world, and yet God lets him drop his mobile phone down the toilet. Have you ever wondered why does God let that stuff happen? And so often, it's much worse when bad things happen to good people. It just doesn't seem fair, does it? I don't have any glib answers, but God's ways, well, they're not always our ways. After all, he let his son die on a cross for you and me. It was brutal, and no, it wasn't fair. I sure would like to know sometimes why he lets these things happen. But when I look at the cross, I thank God that he does. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. The teaching about the cross seems foolishness to those who are lost. But to us who are being saved, it's the power of God. As the scriptures say, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will confuse the understanding of the intelligent." We won't always know why we have to suffer unfairly. But what we do know is that God is no stranger to unjust suffering himself. Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. Getting a clear perspective on our circumstances, on other people, on what God's up to when we're suffering is really important. That's why it's so important to allow him to speak into our lives. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.